Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jean Ten Arche. Batting fifth. The DH, Hazu Alou. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Angel Manghul. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Galen Pitts. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Hamilton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting seventh. The DH, Brian Downing. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy takes first base on ball four. Jean Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. Campaneris moves to third. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is hit by the pitch. Ten Arche moves to second. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson, who is chasing the ball. Fossey reaches third base with a triple. Campaneris scores. Ten Arche scores. Alou goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Pat Kelly now playing right field. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fossey scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Galen Pitts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Przanowski now pitching. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pitts moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Campaneris bunts towards the mound. Przanowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pitts moves to third. North moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pitts scores. North scores. Campaneris moves to third. It's 6-1, Athletics. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Rudy moves to second. Ken Tatum now pitching. Champ Summers pinch hits for Hazu Alou. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Campaneris scores. Rudy scores. Tenarche moves to third. Summers moves to second. It's 8-1, Athletics. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tenarche scores. Summers moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, Athletics. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Fosse hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Summers tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 10-1, Athletics. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Manghul hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Galen Pitts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pitts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. North hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pitts moves to third. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to second. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ten Arche hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is called out on strikes. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Haney pinch hits for Ray Fosse. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Manghul hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ten Arche scoops it up and throws to first, with Hamilton covering, for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tatum fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Galen Pitts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitts is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Pitts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Pitts reaches second base with a double. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Athletics. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a fly ball into right field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Kubiak fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing right field. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rudy is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tenarche hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tatum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards first. Tenarche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Granger now pitching. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Manghul hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 3 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Galen Pitts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitts is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Pitts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pitts fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. Downing hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. North hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Bourque pinch hits for Joe Rudy. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Champ Summers now playing left field. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent strikes out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-4, Athletics. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Leon pinch runs for Bill Melton. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Leon now playing third base. Tony Muser now playing first base. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Summers hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 2 in the game. Haney hits a line drive towards the mound. Granger catches it and throws to first to double up Tenarche. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-3 in the game. Downing hits a pop-up towards third. Pitt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-3 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.